Hey, you want that to go?
Our first takeout comes from Capitol Hill, where the big story is Senator Harry Reid delivers. The majority leader actually has a bill that's now going to be shopped around the Senate. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick joins us. There is no public option, right, Todd?
There's no public option in this deal that 10 senators have, at least not something that the proponents of public option would probably call a public option. There appears to be a public option backup. If the plan they have doesn't lower costs enough sometime in the future, there might be a public option backup. So the question now is, will that satisfy the liberals who said they're only voting for a strong public option? John, after Harry Reid announced this broad outlines of a deal, we chased him out to his car last night to ask him whether he was going to be able to shop this deal around to all of the 60 senators who need to vote for it.
I'm not going to get into details just yet. Not something we think should satisfy everybody.
So he's admitting he's got his work cut out for him. I mean, the fact that you had to chase him to his car on this huge success is an indication they're scared about the details getting learned by the American people and other senators and lawmakers.
Well, the balancing act is so tough on this. You've got a big group of liberal senators who say we're only voting for a strong public option. And then moderate to conservative Democrats, Joe Lieberman, Ben Nelson, who say I'm out unless the public option is gone. So you've got to find this broad deal, whatever it is, when all the final details come out, has to satisfy everybody. You know, Jay Rockefeller is one of those liberals, right, a longtime advocate of health care and the public option, who has said, I need a strong public option. Now, he was part of this deal last night. He came out with a smile on his face, but also sending mixed messages about whether liberals like him would be satisfied. Listen to Rockefeller.
You're going to find nobody who's happy with everything. But
you're inclined to support whatever this is, though?
The little chunk that we did.
Now, Todd, you know, it seems to me that nobody is happy with this is Democratic code speak for consensus. Am I right?
Harry Reid is going to be, that's right, Harry Reid is going to be relying on the fine Senate art of consensus and arm bending and taking one for the team. By the way, keep in mind, this vote is one for the team. This is the Democrats' number one priority. So if you're going to get people to bend on anything, this is it.
No, it's a huge story and it's making progress. Another hurdle for healthcare reform. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick, thanks so much.
Now we're going on to business. The federal government has taken over hundreds of banks since the financial crisis began. They've also taken possession of thousands of foreclosed properties. We're going to talk now with Michael Booth. He's a staff writer for the Denver Post. And Michael, if you'll allow me, I'd like to kind of paraphrase the opening lines of the article that you wrote for yesterday. Hankering to possess an idyllic mountain golf course in the shadow of the Black Canyon? You already own it. Itching to get your hands on a multi-million ski condo in Colorado? It's yours. So what are you talking about here? We own resorts in Colorado?
Well, when the federal government takes over a bank, you end up with a lot of property as the public that they need to then later unload. Anything you could imagine the banks giving a loan on, from wedding rings to cows to condos, as they put it to us, the public ends up owning and then has to try to deal in this very difficult real estate market. And so you've got everything from some vacant lots that nobody seems to want. You've got $60,000 fixer-uppers in Queens to these multi-million-dollar ski condos in a beautiful place like Steamboat and a golf course in Colorado for $7 million.
Well, John, which are you more excited about, us owning the golf course or maybe the ski condo?
Well, I don't do much golfing. Skiing, I think I'd go for that, yes.
Well, then you've got 5,400 square feet waiting for you in the beautiful Rocky Mountains with a heated driveway and all kinds of other finishes. You need about $30,000 probably to finish putting in the light bulbs and grouting the tile, but you can bid on it just like everybody else can now.
Just print me up a lift ticket, Michael.
Okay, we'll have it ready for you.
Are these on auction? Is this someplace where people are buying these properties?
There are listings online that are very, the FDIC tries to make it as easy as possible for the public to get involved, and you can search your listings. You can break it down by borough, zip code. You can break it down by city and state that you're interested in. And there are a lot of people who try to search for these properties and try to get a bargain out of it. You have to have a lot of patience, as we pointed out in the story. You have to not only go through the usual real estate problems, but you also have to get the asset manager to approve your number. Then it's got to go up the ladder to the FDIC, which is very worried, of course, about selling things. They need to unload things, but they don't want to unload things cheap because then they get hauled before Congress and accused of having a fire sale on properties that the public owns.
Citibank isn't on that list, is it, Michael?
Well, never I'm sure mind, never mind. In there somewhere. They haven't been taken over yet completely, but there's
another question you don't have to answer.
There's another 500 banks that the FDIC says are in big trouble around the country.
Okay, Michael Booth is a staff writer for the Denver Post. Thanks so much, Michael.
We've been getting takeouts. Disney correction, in a manner of speaking, from you, our listeners. We heard from Anika Noni Rose, the Tony Award-winning actress and star of The Princess and the Frog, Disney's new movie. It's the first Disney movie to feature a African-American princess, or is it?
My name is Fernando. I'm calling from Medford. I just wanted to point something out that Brandy played Cinderella in the version of Disney's Cinderella that was produced by Whitney Houston.
It's possible for a plain yellow pumpkin to become a golden carriage. It's possible.
That's nice. Reaching back in his trivia knowledge there, Fernando. That's pretty good. That's actually a
remake.
That was
for TV, yeah.
Yeah, there was a TV movie. So, you know, we'll chalk that up to a gotcha.
To one of our listeners, though, the color of the princess made no difference whatsoever.
Disney is horrible role models for little girls, whether they're black or white. Just because you have a black princess doesn't mean that the essential message or the best thing you can do is marry well is okay. Message not okay, no matter who is playing the role.
And we're wondering, what do you think about that? Are Disney princesses good role models for your daughter? Tell us and keep this conversation going.
Holiday parties are part of the conversation. We talked yesterday about holiday parties might be on the endangered species list because of the economic downturn. Lois emails to us, part of our collective problem right now is that holiday parties were never cool in the first place. Just this year, because money is tight, people have some new awareness. Decadence and overindulgence are the very things that got us in trouble. They always do.
Can I still have my fruitcake?
No.
You can give us your stories at 877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. And today we're asking you about jobs and how to create them. We heard what President Obama's ideas on this subject are. What are yours? How do you think we can create new jobs? And what industries should we invest in? 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. Coming up, we'll talk about Afghanistan and the news conferences from Robert Gates and Hamid Karzai.